This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A high-end Japanese restaurant on South Congress Avenue is charging $150 a person, and that's before the standard beverage pairing at $75, plus tax and tip. And you have to buy the tickets on the first of each month, and they sometimes sell out quickly. So is it worth trying out Otoko? Well, we have an expert here who has eaten there and has written about it. He's Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Good to have you back, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan. Good to be here.
First off, we should recognize that one of the partners of Otoko is Chef Paul Key, who's had his own set of personal and legal problems lately. Can you tell me about those?
Yeah, in March, he was charged with assault and unlawful restraint. So as those things get settled, he's planning to spend more time at the restaurant in the coming weeks and months. But the idea from the beginning was that the head chef there would be his longtime associate, Yoshi Okai, with whom he worked at Uchi and Uchiko.
He went to rehab and you've talked to him?
Yeah, Chef Key and I spoke recently, and there should be a story coming out in The Statesman in the coming weeks.
So where is Otoko?
Otoko is actually at the South Congress Hotel. You know, they've got Cafe Nose and Central Standard there that are front-facing Congress Avenue. Otoko is actually tucked away up this furtive staircase in the courtyard of the South Congress Hotel. It's not even labeled until you get to the top. There's a small sign. So the whole thing's a little bit secretive.
So what's it like inside?
So it's small. It's 12 seats. There's a lot of charred black wood, and there are these bright white light strips that kind of stretch from behind the counter where the chef stands over the top of you to the back of the diners. And it's kind of futuristic. It kind of has a Stanley Kubrick feel to it. It's an exciting place. It kind of reminds me of a Japanese kaiseki, but
What's a kaiseki?
So kaisekis are small restaurants that you'll find throughout Japan. They're very popular in Okai's native Kyoto. They're very austere. They're well lit, generally, at least the ones I've been to. So this has a bit of that, but then there's a lot of playfulness, too. There's an Astro Boy figurine on the back. I thought I noticed an LP against the wall, which wouldn't be a surprise because Okai has actually been the frontman in several garage rock bands, and he kind of brings a little bit of that playfulness and spirit. So it's not as serious as the meals I've been to in Kyoto or Tokyo.
Okay, I got to ask you, $150, fixed price menu. Where is all that money going?
A lot of it's going to excellent ingredients, but we're also talking about somewhere around 22, 24 dishes.
So per person?
Yeah,
like
per person.
You sit down and they serve you?
You sit down and they serve you one at a time. And the traditional kaiseki service is switched up a little bit, you know, with those. Sometimes you'll get raw dishes followed by a steamed dish and grilled dish. There's usually a soup course in there and there's fruit and a dessert course. One of Okai's big variations on it is the addition of a lot of sushi dishes. He was the head sushi chef at Uchiko, where Key worked. After the first two dishes, he'll do 9 different sushi courses. He hands those to you one at a time. You take them directly from the plate. And the sushi is really probably my favorite part of the meal.
What kind of sushi was it?
You know, they had Japanese kampachi, which was slicked with this sweet, salty, tangy nigiri sauce that you make with soy sauce and mirin and sake. And it had a little bit of Meyer lemon. There's simple pieces like a silky, clean piece of flounder that was brightened with lime. There's sea bass. There's Mishima Wagyu, which was pooled with this viscous negi miso sauce. So really all of the sushi pieces I had, very pretty to look at, very tasty. Those were kind of the centerpiece of the meal for me.
But it wasn't just sushi. Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. You also had, there was a grilled course that almost tasted like beef. It was meaty mushrooms and dinosaur kale and this thick reduced sauce that was made with dashi and garlic and black sesame. And apparently it was the chef's favorite sauce of 2014. So he's kind of almost has a self-mythology, or at least he catalogs his sauces over the years. So he's kind of a chatty, talkative guy. And so that playfulness, as I said earlier, kind of shows throughout the meal.
But was there anything that you did not love?
You know, there are a few things. And some of it is the courses and just the style of the meal. Some tempura dishes come later on, and by the time I get to those, I wasn't necessarily needing them, which is also kind of a good thing. You can sometimes spend a couple $100 on a meal in this town and be hungry a couple hours later. That wasn't a problem here. There's also a chawanmushi, which was this duck egg custard, which was really nice, had mushrooms in it, but kind of weighed me down towards the end of the meal there. But for the most part, really enjoyed it.
Can you tell me about the drinks? Because you write that there is a standard beverage pairing, $75, five beverages, choosing something that would match what you're eating, I presume.
Right, and there's a lot of sake and white wine generally there. I think we had one glass of red wine. I found the sake and the white wines complimentary of the fish dishes especially. Then interestingly, there's also a $50 non-alcoholic pairing, which I tried one meal. You've got a guava ginger drink for one of the early courses. There was also this citrus drink that had a milky complexity and consistency to it. And then there was another one. It was kind of tart and funky. It was a pineapple concoction that actually included a vegan fish sauce in it, which might have been a bridge too far for me. But it's neat to see what the beverage program does there, especially when you're paying $50 for non-alcoholic drinks.
Well, it sounds like a pretty unique experience. And that even extends to making the reservations. You have to buy tickets on the first of the month or something like that?
That's right. The tickets go on sale the first of each month for the following month. So you're going to have to buy a ticket. Again, it's only 12 seats. They do several seatings throughout the night, so they're staggered, so you're not all seated at the same time. It's expensive, you know, at $150 without beverage. It's one of the most expensive meals in town. You can find restaurants like this in other cities around the country, but it is unique to Austin, and I think they'll continue to tinker with it a little bit.
It sounds like you enjoyed it overall, though.
Yeah, it's a very special experience. You know, I saw a mother and her son there very excitedly having what might have been a rare meal for them. There was kind of this obnoxious, over-talking older bro there with his son, who seemed like he was probably somewhat of a regular. But then I even saw some service industry wine professionals who were there very excited, really engaged and enjoying themselves. So it's a unique dining experience in Austin and, you know, A good call for a special occasion meal.
The restaurant is Otoko. It's on South Congress Avenue in the South Congress Hotel. You can read Matthew Odom's review in Friday's Austin American Statesman or check it out right now at austin360.com. Matthew Odom is the Statesman's restaurant critic, and it is good to see you again, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.